You know, my mother laughed at me one time because I told her, I said, Ma, I thought it, my children are adults now. And I said, Ma, I thought it was all over when they turned 18. And she just thought that was the funniest thing. But it's a different kind of stress because you can't have the contact with them that you're accustomed to having with them. And what Mr. Rand just made a comment that they make you think they're listening. You hope they make her, you hope that they're listening, but we don't always know that because sometimes they get into that mindset that they're adults. So it's a different kind of stress that it definitely increases anxiety as this is occurring, because we naturally, you know, are concerned about our children and their well-being. And so this just heightens those concerns. In addition to us trying to make sure that we take care of ourselves and that we are managing our own mental health, and that we're not traumatizing our children by not managing ourselves.
You know, that's an interesting point. You know, Wanda, being a mother is already a really, really big job. There's no question about that. But during the past several months, that job, the responsibilities, the stresses have increased exponentially, because a lot of mothers are now at home. They are, you know, trying to stay safe at home. They're working. They're trying to help with distance learning. They're with their children now 24/7, 7 days a week. You know, what do you say to mothers who are just really overwhelmed right now?
Well, the first thing, and because I've been talking about this ever since we've been quarantined, trying to assist where I can. Mm-hmm. And one of the things I've stressed is that you need to ensure that you have your free time. I know that it's difficult. Mm-hmm. I know through the hustle and bustle of everybody being home at once, but you have to create the structure where you as a parent, and particularly as a mother, have some free time for yourself, because you have to be able to calibrate and you know, come up with new ideas of how to do e-learning and how to create structure in the home when everybody is under the same roof. But it's imperative that I tell them that you have to have some time for yourself. So in this, while creating the structure for your family, etch out some time for you, just for you. And when you, if you have a spouse or older children that can help ensure that you have that time, it's really vital that you take those moments for yourself.
Mm-hmm. And yes, and even if it's...
Go ahead.
Yeah. Oh, I'm sorry. No, I didn't mean to cut her off.
No. Go ahead.
Oh, no, I would say even if it's 15 to 20 minutes, you know, of just that time to yourself, go outside, take a walk, or just, you know, downtime to just, I know when my kids were small, after my divorce, my kids were small, I'd go hide out in the bathroom. There's a commercial that shows a lady hiding out in the bathroom eating her cookie, you know, just whatever it takes for you to be able. I so wholeheartedly agree that it's imperative for you to be able to, for mothers to be able to protect their mental health, because when they're not protecting their mental health, then it can traumatize the kids, because the kids pick up on that anxiety and depression and whatever may be going on with the parent, and especially because we're all now in the house together.
Mm-hmm. How did you do that in that single mother status? Because I know, you know, Wanda just said, you know, if you have a, you know, a spouse, or if you have you know, a partner who can help you, you know, find that space, that's, you know, that's one thing. But I can only imagine for single mothers, that's got to be rough.
Well,
go ahead, Wanda. I'll let you go first.
Sorry,
I'm glad I have two great mothers who are just trying to get it all in. Wanda, go ahead.
So we can't see each other's cues that we're getting.
Exactly. Yeah, I was a single mom. And so what I would do is I would find my time after they went to bed. And so when they were younger, it was important that they had a set bedtime, because I look forward to those moments for my own personal things. And so you just have to find the time. I know it's difficult. It was difficult for me back when my children were younger, but it was imperative. And as I look back, in retrospect, I really could have done it a little more because there were a lot of stresses. But now one of the things, mental illness has an awareness now that it didn't have back then. So now there are avenues for mothers when they're stressed out that they can go certain places and contact the medical profession for help. And so, but I think the important thing is just to relax themselves and decompress. And like Dr. Said, if it's just 15 minutes, it's just 15 minutes. But you have to do it.
Dr. Hubbard.
Yeah, in addition to sometimes it was when they went to bed, sometimes it was in the morning before they got up. Also, mm-hmm. I took advantage of when they were in, because I kept my kids in activities. So while they're at the, you know, the baseball field and while they're practicing or, you know, in practice, I would be in my car just doing whatever I do, listening to music or, you know, connecting with somebody, still being able to keep an eye on the field. But those were also times that I took advantage. And fortunately, after my divorce, I was around family. So there were times I would ask my family, you know, hey, can they come over for a few hours, you know, or whatever the case may be, just whatever time I had an opportunity. And sometimes I would take an extra 15-20 minutes, you know, a long ride home from work before I go pick up the kids. So just wherever you can squeeze in a few minutes to just decompress and be with yourself and be with your own thoughts, there is no perfect or no prescription for it. It's just being able to find those times throughout the day that you can do that.
202-319-7810. 202-319-7810. We are shouting out mothers and offering self-care advice and words of encouragement as we move into this Mother's Day weekend. How do you relieve some of the stress during this difficult time as a mother? You know, I have to tell you, you know, thinking about the single mothers, I have a coworker. She has a 3-year-old, and she, like all of us, are working at home. And I have to call her sometimes several times a day. And you know, work is work, but, you know, she picks up the phone, and if she says, "Hey, Harold," then I hear in the background, "Hey, Harold," because she's three. And they, and, you know, 3-year-olds repeat everything they say, and all I want to do is hurry up, get what I need, and get off the phone, because that's, it, sometimes I just feel like I'm getting in the way of her parenting, because it's just her and, you know, the little one. And, you know, and I really, my heart really, really goes out to those mothers, you know, Dr. Hubbard, who are really undergoing, you know, the kind of stress where they're just shut in right now. Because as you mm-hmm. said, it's one thing, you talked about going to the baseball field or doing something. You can't do any of that stuff now.
Right, exactly. And so it's also important that they take breaks. Don't sit and watch. Don't even have the news on. You know, sometimes people make the mistake of having the news on 24/7. Take breaks from, sometimes I take days from a break from the news. And I have people that will call me if there's some breaking news story that I need to tune in on and be aware of. But take breaks from the news. Stick to trustworthy sources. Even limit your conversation around the pandemic and what may be going on. Also, don't try to be a perfectionist right now. This is a new normal in terms of how we are being at home with the children having to do school, for some parents trying to work from home and so forth. Don't try to be a perfectionist right now and get it all done. Prioritize, do what you can do, and be okay with the rest. And then at the same time, have some structure where you may have the same wake-up time and meals at the same time. Those type of things will help offset some of the craziness that may be going on in the home.
Mm-hmm. 202-319-7810. 202-319-7810. We are shouting out mothers on this Friday as we go into Mother's Day weekend, trying to help them deal with some of the stresses that come with motherhood, particularly the historically difficult times that we are in. If you want to shout out a mother, or if you're a mother yourself and have questions about how to have a Calgon take me away moment, give us a call at 202-319-7810. 202-319-7810. Wanda, did you ever try to be a perfectionist when your children were younger?
Of course. I think that's inherent in all mothers. And to be quite honest, and that's what pretty much gave me a lot of anxiety, too. I've been telling this story about my aunt. One day I had been really frustrated with my children, and I had been requiring them to do so much, to clean their room, to make sure this was in place. They did their chores. They did everything I asked them to do. And I just went on and on and on, and I was just so anxious about it. And so when I told my aunt, she listened patiently, and she said to me a few words, and she said, "You want too much." Mm. And then in an instant, I got it. I understood exactly what she meant. And so I had to go home and rethink some things. And then I realized that I was stressing my children out about the things that really didn't matter. And so, you know, if they didn't want their bed made up on Wednesday, it was okay. Don't worry about it. Just let it be. And that the things that I really needed them to do, they did. But the little minute things, I just stopped making that a war in our home. And we started getting along a lot better. The stress kind of waned for me. And it was easier. Now we got through it, and it didn't even matter.
How about that?
And it just didn't matter.
I need to take a break. When we come back, more of this discussion about giving moms a mental health break this weekend. Self-care and love for the mothers on this Mother's Day weekend. 202-319-7810. 202-319-7810. Stay with us. The Daily Drum will continue on Sirius XM channel 141. I'm Harold Fisher. Angela Stribling is next with the original Quiet Storm on WHUR. This conversation continues on Sirius XM channel 141 in just a few seconds. Welcome back to The Daily Drum on Sirius XM channel 141. I'm Harold Fisher. Tonight we are shouting out mothers, offering self-care advice and words of encouragement as we move into Mother's Day weekend. My guests are Wanda Durant, family advocate and mother of Tony Durant and NBA superstar Kevin Durant, as well as licensed clinical social worker Dr. Paulette Hubbard. Lines are open at 202-319-7810. 202-319-7810. You know, Dr. Hubbard, you know, Wanda just shared something that I thought was kind of interesting when you're talking about trying to be the perfect mother. As a mental health professional, was that a good thing for you when you were raising your boys, or was that creating additional obstacles for you as a mother?
Of course it did. I wholeheartedly agree with her. What mother doesn't want to be perfect? But and what mother doesn't try? I absolutely tried to be the perfect mother, and it absolutely created additional stress, not just for me, but for my kids too, just like she was talking about, because sometimes in trying to be perfect, we focus on those things that really aren't important. And so, you know, that is one of the things that I wanted to mention is that make sure you focus on what's important and what's possible. What are those things that are truly achievable? And making sure that even when you are setting expectations for your children, make sure that they're age-appropriate expectations.
What do you mean by that?
So for if you have a teenager in the home and you have a 10-year-old in the home, when you're assigning chores, make sure that the chores are age appropriate, that the child is able to, age-wise and physically-wise and size-wise, that they have the ability to accomplish those chores. Okay. Or whatever the case may be, whatever those expectations are, that they're age appropriate, that they fit the age of the child.
But I guess the thing that I was speaking about more specifically, if I am a teenager and my mother is a counselor, psychologist, licensed clinical social worker, you know, at the risk of getting popped upside the head, I probably would have at some point said, Mom, don't try to put me on the couch and psychoanalyze me. You know?
Then you'd be talking too much, really.
Yes.
Let's be honest.
But it's so funny that you said that, because one of my children did tell me that. They were like,
see?
Something to that a point. To that, I mean, it was in a respectful way, because one of the things I've always tried to encourage my children is to be open and honest with me. But he did. He was like, Mom, I'm not your client. And I was like, okay.
Well, clutch the pearls.
Let's regroup.
So, now, was that a watershed moment in motherhood for you?
I'm going to channel Big Mama on that one. Don't sit down somewhere.
In my head, I'm saying, okay, let's regroup. And I'm just, to him, I'm like, yeah, whatever. Do what I told you to do. You know, but.
And Wanda, you know, go sit down somewhere is just one word.
Exactly. And sometimes it's a muted point too. You just look. It's something uh-huh. you get with your eyes, and you know exactly.
Yes.
What you do.
That's
early on, right?
And you know, this brings up another point when we talk about self-care and giving, you know, mothers a mental health break. It is so good to hear both of you laughing. And they say that, you know, laughter is the best medicine. Talk to me, Wanda, about, obviously you have a good sense of humor. What part humor played in the raising of your sons for you?
Well, it was a major part, because both of my sons are extremely humorous people. My family, we laughed, my extended family, that is, and we laughed and we did things together. And what I wanted to do with my children, I was intentional about the characteristics that I wanted to build in my children. Mm. I understood the difference between the characteristics and my personal preferences in doing things. And so I shared my children along with my extended family, and we were family. And so we did the things that family did. We went through the highs and the lows of being family. We had good times. We had shared memories where we are smiling together, we're crying together, we're going through pains together. And so it was just a part of how we lived, that we smiled and enjoyed life. We didn't have much, but we did have love, and we had each other, and we had good times in the midst of all of that. And so it was an integral part of who we were as a family.
What about you, Paulette? What part do you believe humor has played in making, you know, motherhood just a little bit easier?
As she just said, Mr. Ranta said, an integral part. And not only being able to laugh together, laugh at the kids, you have to learn to laugh at yourself. You know, in those times that I was being extra, or I was being a therapist as opposed to mom. And, you know, that's also an important role that you need to take on and be able to accept, is being able to, and allowing your kids to, my kids make fun of me, you know, certain mannerisms that I have and things that I do, and just having that exchange of laughter. Is so important. It's key. It's key. You know, laughter makes the heart grow. So it can't be absent in a home and expect for the home to be able to grow and thrive.
You know, I in thinking about, you know, my mother. It's interesting when I'm looking at how this pandemic has slowed everything and everyone down. And, you know, at 78 years old, you know, pre-COVID-19, I had to make an appointment with my mother, because my mother is extremely active, running hither and yon. She never keeps still, which I think is wonderful. And she has a really, really, active life in church, sorority, socially, the whole nine. But now that she is sheltering in place, I always know where she is. I feel good about that. Not that it mattered to me whether she was in the streets before COVID-19. But now that I know that she is safe, and it gives us a chance to bond, to converse, to connect even more so than we had. And I think that communicating, if you have a good relationship, with your mother, whether you're a son or daughter, that communicating could very well help relieve some of the stress and the dark thoughts that we are constantly being bombarded with during the week. What do you say, Wanda?
I totally agree. I talk to my mom almost every day. My mom, and I have added stress because my mom is in a rehabilitation center. And so that's quite difficult, but I talk to her every day. I'm in contact with her, the medical staff and the administrative staff there. So I'm assured that she's okay. And talking to my sons, and it gives us the opportunity to really have really deep conversations because we're not moving and hustling and bustling about anymore. We have to be still. And so I find that we're talking about any and everything, current affairs, some old issues that we may have had, some of the things that they're planning to do after the pandemic, and just really some self-introspective things that we're talking about. So I'm grateful for this time. And so I'm learning to exist in this period with joy and happiness. And a part of that is just being with my family over virtual communications. And so we talk all the time. We're always together, it seems like now. And my mother doesn't like that.
Right, exactly. Now, here's the other thing, Paulette, and this is even beyond Mother's Day weekend. But not everyone is as blessed as I am, or I would say even as, Wanda is, in having this almost perfect relationship with our mothers. I mean, I will say my mother would not mind me saying, my mother's crazy. she is hilarious.
Yeah.
She is, she has a sharp wit, and just a highly intelligent woman. And let me say, my stepmother also a different kind of woman, but certainly lots of fun, a subtle wit. And for me to have great relationships with both of these great women is a true blessing for me. But Paulette, sometimes children, even adult children, don't have the best relationships with their mothers, and Mother's Day weekend can be doubly stressing because, sometimes you may hear that phrase, you remember when how do you avoid that kind of stresses, not just for yourself, but also for your mother who, during her weekend?
So let me first add that I have a great relationship with my mother also.
I'm sure you do.
we talk daily. I've actually learned some things about her that I didn't know. So that, in this whole time of and just to share, my brother passed back in March, and so it's even created more of appreciation for my family. And making sure that I connect with my family. My mother and I talked almost every day anyway, but now we talk every day, and we're just the conversations are even richer and more in depth. And like I said, I've learned some things about her that I didn't know. So when you talk about those kind of things and the richness for those of us that do have wonderful relationships for our mothers, for those that don't have such great relationships with their mothers, and those those negative memories start to come up, my first response would be is to don't engage. Don't entertain that conversation if at all, if you can in any way avoid it. Don't, and if it's something that you need to apologize for, then apologize and then move on. That would be one of the first two things in it. And then unfortunately, because some people don't have great relationships with their mothers, and if them or their mother, whatever the case may be, for whatever reason, they don't have a good relationship. If they can't move past that, sometimes you just have to love your love that person from a distance. And so, but it never hurts to send a message, hey, Ma, I love you. And just leave it at that. Hey, child, you know, daughter, son, I love you. And just leave it at that. If they're not able to come together and have positive, enriching conversations.
Mm-hmm. And maybe, I guess, to piggyback on that, you know, if an adult child and mother are, you know, at odds, maybe that visitation, virtual or otherwise, should be truncated, short, or shorter.
Because, and Harold, if at all, sometimes if at all, because sometimes it just really depends on the situation and why there is contention between the two. If it's a really toxic relationship, there are times that I've advised clients not to even be in the same room with that parent that they have that toxic relationship. So it just really depends on the situation and why they don't get along in the first place.
Great advice. I need to take a break. When we come back, I want to pick both of your brains for advice for young mothers. Things that you've done, been through, that you don't want young mothers to have to deal with. The doctors, plural, are in. We'll be back in just a moment. We're talking about giving mothers a mental health break this weekend, shouting them out. We'll be back. Welcome back to The Daily Drum on Sirius XM Channel 141. I'm Harold Fisher. We continue our Mother's Day shout out and advice to lessen the stress of motherhood, particularly in these strange times that we are currently living in. Before I go to the advice, Wanda, can you talk to me a little bit about your foundation, the Real MVP Foundation?
Well, yes. Wanda Durant, the Real MVP Charity, is a charity that supports families, in particular single women, children. And I do that in with my speaking engagements. I go around and speak to different groups, nonprofits, faith-based organizations that will bring me in to encourage and to create, do workshops with women and single mothers. And also we have a focus on early childhood education. And one of the things that I wanted to do, I thought that the children coming from the areas that I grew up in were lacking in the fundamentals of education, reading, writing, and reading phonics. And so I wanted to strengthen that. And so what I've done is, along with one of my cousins who is a 30-plus year educator, is we started the Saturday Academy. And what it is a supplement to what the children are learning, but we do it in a very limited environment where there's a 1-to-2 teacher-student ratio, and it focuses on the fundamentals of education. And so now that schools are out, we've created a platform for our students to go on and receive that supplemental education through a platform that a tech company out of Simi Valley has created for us. And so that's what my foundation is currently focusing on now, just trying to educate during this time of this pandemic and beyond, actually.
Well, bravo, and we salute you for that. Absolutely. Which leads me to the question that I had before the break. When you look back at the raisings of your sons and, you know, with the ups and the downs and the good and the bad, what is the one thing that sticks out for you that you feel maybe you could have done better or differently that you don't want other mothers, single mothers or otherwise, to have to go through?
Well, the first thing, there are a few things, of course, but the first thing is to lighten up a bit, to realize that once you have a heart for your children, you're going to give them everything you have. I mean, you have to trust that, and you have to be willing to accept that aspect of motherhood. And then also allow your children space to become who they want to be. As I mentioned earlier, some of the things, some of the characteristics that I wanted to instill in my children, I had closely tied them with my preferences. Like for cleaning up the house and for doing things exactly the way I wanted them to do them. I should have given them room to carry out the tasks that I had given them in their own way. And then that would help them to create a posture of figuring things out for themselves and not always listening to and expecting me to give them the play-by-play of how to get it done. If I say clean the bathroom, you don't have to start with the tub and then this, just get the bathroom clean, but figure out how to do it in your own way. And that's one of the things that I wish I would have just kind of relaxed on. I was clear of with the messaging that I wanted to instill in my children, but I still needed to give them room to be who they wanted to be as well.
Excellent. Dr. Hubbard, same thing. If you could, kind of look back and do a little navel gazing and think about, that one thing that you could change or adjust as a mother, what would it be, and how would you advise young mothers who are coming up?
Didn't we just talk about me being the perfect parent?
That's right. My bad.
I'm kidding. I'm kidding.
Wanda, did you hear that pause? There was this pregnant pause because she was probably thinking, but I'm perfect.
I have wonderful children. What is wrong with you?
I am just kidding.
No, you're not.
I guarantee you my kids would have something to say about that.
Oh, I bet.
One of the things is I wish I had been more present. And what I mean by that is I wish I had spent more time with them. Now, I haven't checked in with them. They probably have got all the time they needed and some. But for me, kids grow up so fast. I just wish I had spent more time with them and been more purposeful and intentional and spending time with them and making sure that I listened. I'm not sure that I always heard them. So like what Ms. Durant was talking about in terms of me wanting them to do it my way instead of allowing them that room and that space to figure some things out for themselves. If anything, those would be the things that I would always tell young mothers is to make sure that you're present, make sure that you spend as much time with them as you can possibly spend with them because they grow up fast. And once they're adults and making sure that you're actively listening to what their needs and what their desires are.
But how do you do that when you are this woman atlas with the world on your shoulders? And any woman, any mother listening to this right now is probably saying, oh, so now I have to be present too?
Right.
How do you do that?
You do it with support, making sure that you, and especially now during the pandemic, now is not the time to be shy about asking for help. In terms of whatever that may it be work, may it be with the kids, with shopping, whatever the case may be, is one, building a support network where you can get all of those things that we just talked about, the me time, making sure, because when my mind is clear and I have clarity, then I can pay more attention to what I need to pay attention to. So having support, making sure that you have the me time, making sure that you take time to laugh, not just with the kids, but at yourself, and incorporating all of those things. It's truly about balancing and finding that balance for yourself and spirituality, whatever your spiritual practices are come into play with that.
I want to say, you know, during this last couple of minutes, and this is coming from a son who, as I mentioned, has a great relationship with mother and stepmother. I think one of the most rewarding things for me, and I would argue they get as much out of it as I do, is once you become, you know, an adult of a, you know, of a certain age, one of the most rewarding things is talking to my mother or my stepmother, not just as a son, but as a friend.
Exactly.
And I
exactly.
think that is yes. that is one yes. of the most amazing feelings, especially, you know, with those these two great women, you know, in my family, who both, you know, have, you know, a mischievous sense of humor, you know, and to be able to tell a joke that I couldn't tell with my mother's at 18, but I can tell it now at 55 and we have a good laugh, and, you know, and I think, again, laughter is certainly the best medicine to help, you know, mothers through, get through whatever they're going through right now. And I just want to salute, you know, both of you, you know, Wanda, Dr. Hubbard, wishing you, you know, a happy Mother's Day.
Thank you.
And again, you know, I salute you, Wanda, and, you know,
thank
both
you
of your
so
sons, in particular, you know, Kevin, because he's come out of, you know, he's come out of this health hole.
Yes. Yeah, this particular one.
Yeah. Right.
They keep coming. You know that, right?
I know that's the truth. Well, again, ladies, thank you so much. Happy Mother's Day.
Thank you. Be safe, and I'm sure we'll
be talking
Happy
soon.
Happy Mother's Day, Ms. Durant.
Thank you. Happy Mother's Day to you too, Dr. Hubbard. Enjoy your
thank
day.
You.
Make the
you
best
too.
Out of it, and God bless you both.
Well,
you
that
too.
Is
thank
the Daily you. Drum. For this Friday, May 8th, for News Director Renee Nash, reporters Millette Green, Bramante Bryan, producer Candace Atkins, and engineer Bobby Adams, I'm Harold Fisher. Now stay tuned for The Connection. Have a safe Mother's Day weekend, everyone. Good night.
The Howard University Radio Network is WHUR 96.3 FM. WHUR.